Oh, it's so good to be back. Good evening, everybody. My name is Suman Kanaganti. So today marks my seventh consecutive National Federation of the Blind Convention. And I want to thank President Mark Riccobono for inviting me. Today, I'm speaking to you as the founder and CEO of Personal AI, formerly called Luther AI, that I started working on last year, along with my co-founder and AI genius, Sharon Zhang. I was previously introduced to you and this amazing community as a former founder and CEO of Aira back in 2015. Since then, I haven't missed a convention. Now, it's not only a tradition, but also family. And it's customary for me to continue serving and engaging with this community. I think about a future of technology a lot. I dream of a day when we stop talking about mainstream technology and assistive technology as two different things, and start talking about technology for bodies of all abilities, for all ethnicities, for all genders, and for all humans. Our team is building a personal AI for each individual that is trained on your forgotten memories. Imagine your own personal AI that's a true representation of who you are, and get a little help surfacing relevant memories, the people, the topics, the thoughts, the creative ideas, and being able to share those with yourself or with people around you. You know, while we all worry about a Terminator taking over the world, the truth is that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on, carrying the biases and issues of the data. Some of it is discussed in the previous panel. AI has gender bias. Simply search for the greatest leaders of all the time and see how biased the information is, as most results you'll notice are predominantly men. AI has racial bias, associating Black people with gorillas with a great degree of certainty, associating Muslim people with shooting and killing in language generation. These are only some known issues. AI has representation bias. I'm an immigrant here and primarily American in how I live. However, how I speak is a human thing. Other humans can understand my accent, but AI fails to understand. AI has ownership issues. When an autonomous car makes a choice of running over a kid or a grandma, who is responsible for that decision? AI has privacy issues. You probably had a phone conversation about going to Hawaii for vacation. And soon you'll realize content in your social feed now advertising all-inclusive Hawaii packages. Well, even if people try to intervene, then there is added bias of a person or an organization. Okay, so that's a lot of issues with AI. Now, the common theme amongst all these issues arise from data aggregation from many different people and sources. When AI is trained on collective data, it carries the discrimination we have in our human society. These biases are amplified by data collection by many tech companies, leading to these issues of ownership, transparency, and privacy. An AI cannot be held accountable for making decisions that violate the fundamental rights and principles of humans. So, how can we get AI to learn from everyone, for everyone? So there isn't a bias. Now, we may not be able to change how businesses practice AI, but as a startup, we have the opportunity to rethink how AI is built to do right by every person. Our goal at Personal AI is to flip the narrative from data aggregation to data separation. We are training a personal AI on individuals' memories. We call this structured collection of your memories, your memory stack. Memories are private, they're personal, pure to you, and represent your mind. We want to preserve that. Your personal AI doesn't have a separate identity, but carries your own identity and acts as an extension of you. Your memories, your thoughts, your personality, and your characteristics. It is authentic to you and you alone. It won't matter what color your skin is, won't matter what genders you identify with. won't matter if you are blind, won't matter if you are autistic. It's an AI that doesn't change who you are. It only amplifies who you want to become. And for this to happen, we are building your personal AI with these principles in mind. Your memory stack is pure of you and won't be tarnished by scraping the internet. You and you alone own the data in your memory stack. Your memory stack is private to you and always in control, in your control, where and when it's being used. No one will have access to your memories unless you choose to share them. We are in the process of implementing blockchain technology to guarantee the privacy and preserve the ownership of your memory stack. Your personal AI is a unique model trained on your memory stack. It's an authentic representation of who you are, eliminating any bias from external data. So you may be wondering how it's expected to work. Your personal AI is currently available on desktop devices and very soon on mobile devices as well. On desktop devices, you can turn on the stacking functionality as you write or speak. You will automatically and ambiently stack and transform them into memories. A memory comprises many elements, such as details about time, people, locations, emotions, tone, and visual information. Your personal AI will be trained by automatically building a model just for you, which unlocks the recall capabilities of your memory beyond traditional search. The recall functionality surfaces your memories in three modes. One is called predict, where your personal AI automatically surfaces the facts associated with what you are typing, such as people, the topics, and the context. Say you are going to meet a person, your personal AI will give you a brief on your last conversation together. I am excited to announce a beta version of the predict functionality launching this week for anybody to try. The second mode that we are working on is called compose, where the thoughts you need are automatically generated for you, authentic to your memories, preserving your style. Let's say you are writing a report on the conversations you may have had at the convention. Your personal AI will write alongside with you. The third mode is called message, where you and others can have a natural conversation with your personal AI, very similar to how you would with Alexa or Siri. Say you are busy focusing on your work, your personal AI, with your permission, can respond to your direct messages, saving you some time. So you may ask, who is it for? Well, I believe every human is a creator in their own form. Whether you are an entrepreneur, a public speaker, influencer, podcaster, activist, journalist, professional, or just simply a human with specific skills, your personal AI is a new tool to preserve your forgotten memories. Your personal AI is a true reflection of who you are. After all, what we remember is who we are, and what we can recall is who we will become. If you do want to get involved with our beta program, head over to personal.ai and follow links to create your AI. I also invite you to be part of this exciting new journey by joining our Discord community at personal.ai/community. Finally, at this 81st National Federation of the Blind Convention, I ask everyone in this community to create your personal AI, to own your intelligence, to own your truth, and be your own thought leader. Thank you, Mark Riccobono, and everybody.